Nightly News with Tom Brokaw. Please stay tuned for our next program in progress.
Gosh, wasn't that story about the heart transplant amazing?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was fantasizing what Tom Brokaw looks like naked.
He must have sensed it. I thought I saw him looking down your blouse. Hi, Ma. Hi, Tony.
Look, Dorothy, we won the dance contest at the Sons of Italy Bash.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I had no idea you were such a good dancer.
In the over 80 category, you don't have to be. We were the only couple who could do the mambo without a walker.
Don't believe her. Your mother has some great moves. I'll see you tomorrow, Sophia.
Okay, Tony, take care. Give me a break, would you? Bye.
You really like Tony a lot, don't you, Sophia?
Why shouldn't I? He's the best catch in town. He's got his own hair, his own teeth, and a totally unrestricted driver's license. Hey, at my age, that's like dating Tom Cruise.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Rose?
Yes, Dorothy?
Is that a chicken you're carrying in that cage?
Gee, I think it is. See, Rose, now before you all say no.
No!
Oh, please, just hear me out. Now, you've heard me speak about Sylvia Butel down at the grief center. This is her chicken.
Sylvia Butel? Isn't she the woman who thought Milton Berle was sending her secret messages through her dentures?
Yes, but with extensive counseling and some new bridge work, she's totally back to normal.
Rose, the woman keeps a chicken in her house. How normal can she be?
I kept a chicken in my home.
You see my point?
I will not have that filthy beast in my house. It belongs in a barnyard.
This is not a farm chicken. Count Bessie is a showbiz chicken.
Where do you see this? A showbiz chicken. What's she do, play the piano?
She plays the piano. You just wait till you see this. Okay, honey, come on, it's showtime. Yeah, come on, sweetheart. Oh, I know. I know. Here we go. Okay, cow, hit it. Isn't she incredible? What do you say, girls? Can she stay?
I guess so. All right.
Oh, thank you.
But just be sure and keep her in her cage.
Oh, maybe I can convince the Count to give us some live entertainment with dessert.
Maybe any requests?
How about Bye Bye Birdie?
You know, I'm old. Sometimes I get confused, so I want to make sure I have this absolutely right. Rose works in a place where they help people with mental problems?
That's right, Ma.
Anybody know how to get in touch with Morley Safer?
I wonder who that could be.
Maybe it's the Count's clarinet player, Henny Goodman.
Aunt Angela!
No, Sophia Loren, I stopped using oil of Olay.
Angela!
Sophia!
Hello there! What's wrong?
Nothing.
You traveled 5,000 miles from Sicily for nothing? I know what it is. The Balducci Petrillo vendetta is still on. Dorothy, go out and buy a dozen mattresses, 30 pounds of pasta, and some aluminum foil for the windows.
There is no vendetta. There's not even a Balducci family anymore. They all ate some sausages that they shouldn't have at their last family picnic, and they all died.
Food poisoning.
No, they stole the sausage from the Calabresi family.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I took a vacation to come and see you. Didn't you get my letter?
No, we never got a letter.
She never sent it. She forgets.
I don't forget anything.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Blanche.
No, honey, I'm Blanche.
Doesn't that make it confusing, having two Blanches in the same house?
Aunt Angela, honey, wouldn't you like to lie down? You've had a long trip.
I don't want to lie down. I just got here.
Oh, I always get tired after a long trip. I remember one time Daddy took the whole family cross state on our tractor to visit great-grandfather Ziegbutton. Great-grandpa Ziggy was a famous inventor. He developed the first, and to my knowledge, the only low-voltage meter that could detect what kind of a center a piece of candy had. Anyway, we We were just a few miles out of town.
You know, I am a little tired. I think I will lie down.
I'm tired myself.
Me too.
I'm exhausted.
Fine, but I'm warning you all right now. I'm telling the rest of that story as soon as you get up.
Angela, that was the best meal I've ever had in my life.
Well, how good could it have been? You left half of it.
I ate every bite.
Well, there's some sauce left. If you really liked it, you'd take a hunk of that bread and sop it all up. You can afford it.
Oh, no, I can't. I've put on a few pounds. You just haven't noticed.
What, am I blind? I can see that. I meant the bread. You can afford the bread. It's only 89 cents a loaf.
Angela, why don't you sit down? I'll serve dessert.
Gosh, you two made such a fantastic meal. I can't imagine what you came up with for dessert.
I made dessert.
Damn.
What'd you say, Blanche?
Yum, I said yum.
Rose, is this another one of those Scandinavian Viking concoctions?
Yes. It's called Gnurkenflöten cake. It's an ancient recipe, but I Americanized it.
Yeah, so one might say you brought Geflerkenerken into the 80s.
Yes, but I'm not one to blow my own Vertubenflügen.
I can't even reach mine.
Sophia, have you all had a chance to catch up on old times?
Yeah, Angela filled me in on how all my friends and family back home are doing.
How is everybody, Angela?
Dead.
Angela and I are the only two left of the original family.
That's terrible, Angela. Does that mean you're all alone back in Sicily?
No, I have a goat. Actually, I lead a very full life. I get up in the morning, I milk the goat, go to a funeral, come back, feed the goat. I drink a bottle of Chianti and I pass out.
No, it's really a shame you and Ma don't live closer to each other.
Dorothy is right. How many years do we have left? 20, 30? We should live in the same town.
You want to come back to that little village in Sicily?
Please, do I look like a woman who beats her laundry on a rock? I meant you should move here to Miami.
Oh, that's a great idea. Angela, you would love Miami.
Angela, what do you say?
Oh, I don't know. I'm too old to pick up and move to a strange country.
What are you talking about? Before your husband died, you lived here for 30 years.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, honey. Now, just think about it. Who would you rather live with, your sister or a goat?
Give me a minute. All right, I'll do it.
Oh, wonderful.
While you're in Sicily getting your things in order, we'll be looking for a place for you to live.
Well, wait a minute. Why should she have to make two trips? We can send for her things and she can stay here until we find her a place.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I mean, if nobody minds.
Mind? Why should we mind? Dorothy, could I see you in the living room for a moment? Are you out of your mind?
What?
What business did you have inviting my sister to live here?
Ma, what are you talking about? You're the one who invited her to live in Miami.
Yeah, Miami the city, not Miami my house.
Am I missing something?
You don't know Angela like I do. All my life, she always wanted whatever I had, even if she didn't want it. She'll live here a while, see how nice I have it, she'll try to muscle in.
Oh, come on, Ma, I think you're overreacting. And Angela, where are you going?
I'm gonna tape my name on the mailbox. After all, I live here now.
Any more bright ideas, linguine for brains?
Hi, Rose, what you got there?
Just a little snack. Oh, darn, I forgot some.
Not bad. What is it?
I'm not sure. The pet store calls it chicken chow.
Maledizione, maledizione.
Oh, Ma, what's wrong now?
Living with Angela the last 3 weeks has been a nightmare. I don't think she's ever gonna leave.
What has she done now?
She used up my entire bottle of Porcelana. Look at all these liver spots. I got more brown skin than the Temptations.
Ma, I'll get you another bottle. I wish you would at least try to get along with her.
I have tried to get along. Did I complain when I had to share my bed with her?
Yes.
Did I complain when she used my poly grip to fix the heel on her shoe?
Yes.
Did I complain when she ruined your sweater when she washed it in the ditch out back?
She ruined my sweater?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, come on, Ma. She's not going to be here that much longer. I mean, I wish you'd try to be patient. She's out with Blanche right now, looking at another place.
And how many places has she seen in the past 3 weeks? Every place is too small, not enough light, no room for a goat. She'll be here forever. It's just like I told you. Whatever I have, she wants.
Oh, hi, Aunt Angela. How was the apartment?
Oh, she liked it very much.
Well, what's not to like? Some lovely people live there. It's close to the beach, and it's within my price range.
Are you going to take it?
Well, it's kind of small, and there's not enough light. And there's no room for a goat. Come on in the kitchen. I made dinner. Should be ready.
I was going to cook dinner.
Well, I thought for a change everybody would like to have a meal with a little flavor.
I'm supposed to get along with that?
Ooh, that smells great.
She probably defrosted something I already cooked.
Yeah, I did. But I had to throw it out. It smelled like it had gone bad. It's probably no good to begin with. After all, you cooked it.
That does it!
Ma got something caught in her throat. There. That should take care of it.
We're all out of fresh pepper. Do you have any more?
Oh, yeah, in the pantry in the back.
Oh, boy, this chicken looks great.
Girls! Girls, Count Bessie is missing. I went out to the garage to feed her, and her cage was empty. Where could she be?
Aunt Angela... where did you get this chicken?
The garage.
I guess this means no live entertainment with dessert.
Rose, honey, you've got to stop torturing yourself like this. Now, Count Bessie is gone.
I know. It's just such a tragedy. Who cooks a musician at the height of her career?
Rose, you've got to put this in perspective. Count Bessie was a chicken. It's not as if Angela had fried up Doc Severinsen.
How you doing, Rose?
Not very good, Dorothy.
Oh, honey, now listen. You may not think so now, but in a few days you'll feel better.
No, I won't. Because Mrs. Butel will be back by then. What am I supposed to say? Welcome home. How was your trip? Oh, by the way, here's Count Bessie.
Rose, honey, think of the positive things. Now, Count Bessie accomplished more in a few years on this earth than most chickens do in a lifetime. Give me a break. I'm making this up as I go along. Above all else, that chicken was a great entertainer. And a great entertainer deserves to be remembered in a special way.
Yeah. Like with a roast at the Friars Club.
Just a joke.
And a pretty darn good one.
Hey, Rose, what you got there?
Exhibit A.
You know, I like Rose. When a woman throws herself on a platter of chicken and screams murderer, she is not playing with a full set of bocce balls. I'm getting out of here just in time.
You found an apartment?
Yeah, I went down to the Senior Citizens Center this morning for the early bird special. You know, decaf coffee, sodium-free bacon, and a chest x-ray. On the bulletin board, I saw some advertisements for roommates. So I picked out a few places, and I found one I like.
But isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, my new roommate will be here in a few minutes to help me move my stuff.
Thief?
What?
You hurt me. What's that on your neck?
A what?
I'm talking about my necklace, the one Mommy gave me for confirmation. You always wanted that necklace.
I did not.
Then why'd you take it?
To cover the what?
Give me back my necklace.
Oh, come on, Mom.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on. Here, forget it. Ever since I got here, your mother's been accusing me of stealing everything that was hers that wasn't nailed down, and I'm sick of it. I'm glad I'm moving.
Moving? Angela found herself an apartment.
Yes, and I know you hate me, so you don't have to bother to visit.
Oh, come on, you two. Ma, she is your only sister.
Okay. All we've done is fight for the last 3 weeks. What do you say we call a truce?
Okay, a truce.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
hi Tony. Tony.
You know him?
Know him? He's my boyfriend.
That's my new roommate.
I thought this address sounded familiar. Boy, this is some coincidence.
This is no coincidence. Everything I have, you try to steal. May the bags under your eyes grow so large your head falls in them.
May your shampoo get mixed up with your Preparation H and shrink your head to the size of a mushroom.
Try it. It doesn't hurt. See? Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Rose. Rose, do you know offhand if 911 is the right number to call for a straitjacket?
I can explain.
I know you can. That's the scary part.
You don't understand. When Mrs. Butel finds out about Count Bessie, she's going to be devastated. There'll be a terrible void in her life. A void only another musical chicken can fill.
Look, Rose, if you're worried about voids, start with the one in your head.
Come on, honey. Just a few notes. Oh, Dorothy, do you believe it? I mean, four chickens and not one of them has any musical ability.
It's a sad commentary, Rose. All the young chickens are wasting their time playing video games.
Oh, hi. Can I make you all some lunch?
Sure. What are you fixing?
Fruit salad.
That sounds good. I'll go get Sophia.
Oh, no, don't bother. She said she has no appetite since she was stabbed in the back.
Oh, my God. Who stabbed Sophia?
The chef at Benihana. Angela. Ma thinks that Angela tried to steal her boyfriend.
And you don't?
Of course not.
Don't be so sure, Dorothy. Angela and Sophia are sisters. Sisters have a natural adversarial relationship.
That's because it's genetic. It has to do with the double helix of the DNA molecule.
Why?
It's true. I saw it on television. Peter Marshall played this microbiologist on the Love Boat, and he was conducting sinister experiments on the Landers sisters.
My apologies, Rose. For a moment there, I didn't think it had been documented.
You know, what is happening between Sophia and Angela is not unlike an incident which occurred between my sister Virginia and me when we were in high school. Now, can you believe that one's very own sister could seduce her sibling's boyfriend on the eve of that sibling's senior prom?
Virginia did that to you.
No, I did that to Virginia. She deserved it. She borrowed my saddle shoes without asking. What are you looking at? She scuffed those shoes. I heard her left a mark on that boy.
I'll see you later. I'm going over to Tony's.
You know, for lunch?
No. I just called him. He was in bed. I heard female laughter in the background. It was Angela. They're sleeping together, just like I suspected. I'm going over there to kill her. I'll be back in time for Wheel of Fortune. Open up, you tramp. I know you're in there.
Who is it?
You can run, but you can't hide.
Run, I can barely walk.
Fine, rub it in. You and Tony have been fooling around all day.
That's a lie. I've been out shopping all day.
In your bathrobe?
I came home, I took a shower. Kill me.
Why do you think I came over here?
Oh, how are you going to do it? Force me to eat your baked ziti?
Take that back.
I will not.
May the hair on your lip grow in the opposite direction and get tangled in the hair coming down from your nose.
May you take a diuretic and not be able to get your pantyhose off.
Hey, what's going on here?
Taking a shower, huh? I suppose this is your loofah sponge.
What are you talking about?
You toyed with my emotions. You toyed with my affection. And worst of all, you toyed with my sister.
That's not true, Sophia. Angela's just my roommate. You're the only woman in my life. There can be no one else but you, dear.
Oh, Tony. Oh, Angela. Oh, boy, who is that woman?
Oh, this woman. Oh, she's my cleaning lady.
What?
You told me I was the only woman in your life.
You've insulted my sister's honor.
I don't know what to say.
I'll tell you what to say. Say ouch! Say that hurt! Say please stop hitting me! Say it again!
So the two of you just started hitting him with your purses?
Hey, he was cheating on me.
He got off easy. Back in Sicily, if Uncle Bruno had heard about this, boy, would he have been in hot water.
Ooh, what would Uncle Bruno have done to him?
You're hard of hearing? She just told you. He would have put him in hot water.
Well, at least something good came out of this. You two are close again.
Yeah, right now. But before long, we'll be fighting again. That doesn't mean we don't love each other. It's just the nature of our relationship. We get it from our mother.
Our father.
Mother.
Father.
Shut up.
You shut up.
May your nose...
Ma.
You're right. We get it from our father. Hey, now, Angela, there's something I want to give you. Here.
That's a necklace Mama gave you.
I know. I want you to have it. It's my way of apologizing for the way I acted.
Oh, Sophia, this is the nicest thing anybody ever gave me.
Don't get all choked up. The only reason I gave it to you is to hide that wart.
Oh, my God, it can't be.
Aunt Angela, that chicken that you cooked the other night, didn't you say you got it out of the garage?
That's right.
You mean out of the cage?
No, out of the freezer. You think I know how to kill a live chicken? What do I look like, Conan the Barbarian?
Oh, I must have left the cage door open and she wandered away.
Oh, I gotta get out of here and get another apartment.
Aunt Angela, until you find a place, you're gonna stay right here with us.
Dorothy, can I see you for a moment?